I learned how to operate without motivation at a certain point. That has been such a incredible skill set, because it is very easy to get addicted to motivational anything, like whatever you feed yourself that motivates you. But I figured out how to avoid it. And the thing about it has to do with the way that you kind of interpret motivation to begin with. What I'm kind of doing when I say this is the idea that, like, when you don't want to do something, doing it anyway. There's a guy named, you know, everybody probably knows this guy, but his name's Dr. K. He runs a YouTube channel. He's a, I think he's a clinical psychiatrist. He's a doc, he's a mental health doctor guy. Okay. He's really good. He had a short, just a YouTube short that simplified, well, no, that was something else. He had a video, that was talking about motivation at one point, and he had defined motivation in a way I've never heard before. And ever since I heard that, I moved in a different direction with the way I thought about it. And I have my own perception, but his is a very good baseline. And it's the idea that all motivation is simply being able to hold a thought in your head for an extended duration of time. And I thought about that and was like, that's not really how I would define motivation, because you think of motivation as like the really inspirational Jordan Peterson, you know, or a Jocko Willink, like, I wake up at 3 a.m. and I make my bed. You know, that's how you think about motivation. But the thing about it is the fact that what those are really doing, and what his kind of argument was, is that you are really just taking this information and you're holding it in your head, this idea of I can do this. I am capable of doing this, right? And what you're doing when you're holding this in your head is you're kind of doing it in this way that's an emotional coping mechanism away from the bad feelings. So like, let's say that I really don't feel like I can do something today, and so I'm feeling like scared or whatever. And what you basically do is you hold in your head this idea that is so potent and powerful that it like numbs out the feelings that say that you can't, if that makes sense. It's like all of the doubt and the fear, I basically boost up the series of ideas that are able to counteract those emotions. But the problem is the fact that that idea is being outsourced to something else. And so it's outsourced to a video, outsourced to a book, a podcast, whatever. And the problem is that that idea is something that you can actually cultivate yourself. But what's more important is the fact that the motivation is exclusively, in my opinion, an emotional problem. That's coming from someone that was extraordinarily unmotivated to do anything, that had to figure out how to set my own goals. And once I set my own goals, I had to go after them. And I realized I couldn't do that if I couldn't understand how motivation worked. So what I had to do is I had to figure out how to cultivate a streamlined, steady emotional state. It's kind of hard to explain, but you kind of have to figure out a way to be aggressively mid with your emotions. And what I mean is that you don't want to, if you kind of swing too much, and again, this is coming from someone that has been taking Strattera for basically like 9 months. And because I recognize that I'm not just going to sit around and be like incapable, right? And I'm not going to sit around and be like, well, I don't want to do this. I had a lot of apprehension to do that, but that's been monumental for me. But what it has allowed me to do, among other things, is it's allowed me to manage my emotions very well. And when I sit down to go work, I just did it today where I had to go, I had to take my Wix website from my agency and I had to convert it for mobile because I forgot to do that. So I was like, crap. So I had to sit down and do that. And for a variety of other reasons today, that were really stressful, including like a call from my bank and, you know, my family was like super loud today and just like a bunch of other crap. I'm sitting down to do this website and I'm like having kind of like a low grade panic attack, and I'm sitting down doing it anyway. Like I'm sitting down doing the work anyway. And the reason is because I'm holding the goal in my head, the idea that, what I'm doing in my head when I sit down to do it, and I was able to do it, is despite my body fighting and being like panicking and my blood pressure, it's been high all week because of what I'm going to have to do next. But what I did is I sat down and started working, and my focus is diverted and all this stuff. What I did is I sat down and I'm just holding the goal in my head. I'm kind of doing the Tupperware containers with goals. In a game like Skyrim, you get these big quests and you get these little quests. You can think of it kind of like this. My big quest is $30,000 a month. My quest after, which I'm not even close to, then my goal after that is $10,000 a month. Then my goal after that is like $5,000 a month. My goal after that is one new fresh cold client. And then my goal after that, like, and these aren't so much after, it's before, it's actually befores, but my goal before that is get completely prepped and build all the systems to maximize my space for luck to take place. Dan Coe said this recently. It was actually quite intelligent, I think. He said, your plan is your square footage for your luck, or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it's really, really smart. But it's basically the better plan you have, the more equipped you are, the higher chance you are for your luck to increase. And so you can think of it like the net that you cast is the most ideal net for catching as many fish as possible, right? So it's my point. So when I went to go set my website up, I was focusing on all of those goals at the same time. So I was thinking about every single one at the same time, and I would kind of try to continue, and I was doing everything I could to focus on those goals. So I'm just doing it at no emotions, because my body is panicking, because my emotions are trying to run, but I channel all of my mental energy into, I have to finish this website so that I can get my first client, so that I can make my first 5,000, so that I can make my first 10,000. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, and it's a simple jump, 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 jump. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm doing this when my body is fighting me, when I'm super nervous, and I'm, because like I said, my body just was fighting me today, and I was like a fluttery mess, and I still was able to do it. Because what I did is when I put my focus on those things, I detached my emotions from those goals through kind of like that third person perspective I mentioned, but I also detached myself emotionally and said, no, like I am going to just focus on finishing this website. I'm not going to focus on tomorrow. I'm not going to focus on my bank account. I'm not going to focus on my bills. I'm not going to focus on anything like that. I'm just going to focus on finishing this website, because that's the most important thing I have to finish now so that I can move on and I can reach my goals. And it was, and it's not fun because I'm nervous, like I'm really scared, but about what's going to happen and if I'm going to be successful and if people are going to like me, like all these things I'm worried about. But I keep myself motivated by just keeping that thought in my head, keeping my goal in my head and just moving towards that goal. And then making the process of doing that not emotional. It's not intuitive. It took time to learn how to do this. But that's exactly what I did, is I tried that and kind of sucked at it for a while, and then kind of did it a little better and a little bit better and a little better. And I've now turned days where I would grind for 16 hours a day, 3 days in a row, and then crash for 4 days. Instead of that, I grind for about 6 to 12 hours a day. And I get up every day and do it. And so I'm getting better at that by figuring out how to show up every day and just do what I need to do. Because as I do, as I create, as I solve problems, more problems arise. That's just how life works. It's how money works too. Business and all that stuff. So what I did is I learned how to do the skill. At this point, I don't really need motivation, because I motivate myself by just keeping the goal in mind and then moving towards that goal every day. And so I don't, I come up for dinner, and my parents are like, I look like a crypto doomer, because I got my Carhartt jacket that my sister-in-law got for me, and I look like I'm just like selling crypto, and they're like, are you okay? And I'm just like, I look like a miserable train wreck, but I'm actually really glad I'm fulfilled, I got a lot of stuff done, even though I'm like emotionally like not super excited, like in the way that would be like a firecracker excited. But I was motivated and I stuck it out and I worked all day on the thing I needed to do, whatever that was, whether I needed to get my LLC stuff figured out, whether I needed to get my products figured out, whatever the case may be, whether I needed to go generate leads, whatever I needed to do, I got that figured out, right? And it's not so much that it's like there isn't any glorification in it either, by the way. It's just that there's nothing left to do. Like the last thing I'll say is like, there's no glorification of it. I think in motivational content is very driven to convert, because they're really trying to like get you constantly hooked on it and get you to like glorify what you're doing, like maybe David Goggins style or Jocko Willink style. It really isn't that glorifying. I mean, in reality, like I'm not very, I finished my work and I'm not feeling much better about myself. But the reality of the way I perceive it is this: there's not much better to do anyway. You know, Jordan Peterson said this a long time ago before he really went all full political and stuff like that. He said it at one point. He said, like, the one thing about life is that you're all in, you know, like this is going to kill you. He's totally right. You know, like he's completely right that this is it. Like this is going to kill you. And because of that, like you need to consider how you want to approach that. If this thing is going to kill you, what are you going to do? And so I started just kind of trying to turn life into a video game and just saying, you know what? If I'm going to die anyway, I'm going to die on the road. And I would rather be somebody that is going to move in this direction. Again, it took a very long time for me to dig myself out of this, but I've reached the point where I'm at least willing to get up and do this every day and try. It's not even, I'm even willing to say try. It is actually succeed. But when I say try, it's more about like showing up. Like I have things that I have assigned myself to do. I'm going to go do those things, which is going to result in more things I have to do. And I'm going to do those things, you know, and it's like, it's a process, but there's no motivation in the traditional sense. There's no emotional firecracker. It's more of a candle. You just kind of light the candle and you carry the candle and, you know, you live in that world.